In an effort to help reduce mining fatalities and on-site work injuries, the University of Utah is in the process of developing a new Center for Mining Safety and Health Excellence. The center is funded by a $1.5 million endowment created by a number of energy companies, including Consol Energy and Barrick Gold North America.
Both in the U.S. and abroad, there's a lack of really clear consensus on what excellence in mining safety and health means.
That's Associate Professor Tom Heathman, the center's endowed chair in mine safety. He says the purpose of the center is to give mining corporations additional education in implementing safe mining practices and to bring together government agencies, the mining industry, and academic resources to educate new students and help industry leaders address safety-related problems.
Long term, it's really to minimize the potential for the men and women who do this really interesting work as miners, for them to be hurt or injured on the job or ill on the job.
You know, mining is, I think, in the minds of many people considered to be a hazardous business. In reality, the mining industry's safety record has improved dramatically in the past 50 years.
Mike Nelson, chair of the university's Mining and Engineering Department, says historically, Utah's relied heavily on its mining industry for energy generation and metal manufacturing, as well as its role in the state's job creation. He says despite safety improvements in the industry, there are still occasional accidents like the Crandall Canyon disaster, which he hopes the new center will help to decrease.
We don't believe that anybody should have to go to work and even have in the back of his mind, oh, I might die today. You know, we don't want that to happen. The industry doesn't want that to happen.
Nelson says once the center is up and running, other departments will have the opportunity to work with the center to collaborate and study the wide range of issues related to the mining industry. Endowed Chair Tom Heathman is in the early stages of planning, working with the industry and government sources to develop long-term funding for the new center, which will be showcased at the Mine Expo in Las Vegas this September. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.